are nicotine.
So you got
to check this out. Go to nicoblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. And whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicoblock is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicoblock drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. Simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
Continuing coverage now of the road to the White House. A jubilant Donald Trump addressing supporters after sweeping five primaries on Tuesday. Senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
Donald Trump addressed cheering supporters following a clean sweep of the Tuesday primaries and said another candidate should run as an independent.
We've had a record-setting crowds, bigger than Bernie, but Bernie second, I have to say. In fact, I suggested today, you probably saw, that the Democrats have treated Bernie very badly, and frankly, I think he should run as an independent.
Trump also said it's time for Cruz and Kasich to stop dividing the Republican Party and drop out of the race. I'm Jason Wirtz.
Damage assessment is the order of the day in many communities throughout the Plains and Midwest. The National Weather Service saying tornadoes ripped through Texas, Indiana, Kansas, and Missouri. Another may have touched down in Oklahoma. And it's 100 days and counting until the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The Olympic flame was lit last week on Mount Olympus in Greece. This is USA Radio News on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater. Daybreak USA with Angie Austin and my new show that takes you from online to on-air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Funeral services taking place today for an East Chester second grader who died over the weekend. We get details from Scott Pringle.
County health officials say they reviewed available medical information and preliminary autopsy results for 7-year-old Lily Love, calling her death an isolated incident. Officials saying privacy laws limit the details that can be shared, but there's no cause for public concern. The Greenvale Elementary School second grader died Saturday. Counseling is available at the school. It's the second time a student at Greenvale has died in the last 4 years. Scott Pringle, New York.
A Mexican fast food chain's finances head south. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Chipotle feeling it in the pocketbook after a string of food-related illnesses at a number of its restaurants. As the burrito chain says, sales dropped close to 30% during its first quarter of the year. The news coming after an E. coli outbreak leads to dozens of stores being closed in the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest. Chipotle offering millions of free food coupons, but they fail to revive sales as much as Wall Street was expecting. Shares in the company losing about one-third of their value since the food safety issues began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prince's Paisley Park is going to become a museum. The artist's family confirming this week that his suburban Minneapolis complex will be turned into a Graceland-type facility in his honor. He passed away at 57 years old. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Speaker Jane Gross, who's a New York Times reporter, former New York Times reporter, who wrote a book called A Bittersweet Season, and she told the story of how her experience of taking care of her elderly mother in her final years, and very poignant book. So she's one of the keynote speakers, and also a physician from Huntington Medical Center, and Huntington Medical Center is one of our sponsors, so we give a shout-out to them, and of course Bob Wise is the chair of our Board of Trustees.
Neat.
So I don't have his name, but the website, I don't have that in front of me. I can email that to you.
Okay.
Sorry. But that, if you go on to the college website, that's a great event. And again, it shows how much the college is a resource to the community. So while we did raise money for sponsorships, different organizations took out tables, and Huntington Medical Center and Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in Somerset and TD Bank, and I know I'm forgetting someone else, they were great in sponsoring the event to cover costs. But any net proceeds will go to benefit our nursing program. So they have equipment needs and nursing scholarships. So, again, not intended to be a big fundraiser, mm-hmm. but just a great service to the community. And that's also why I think this college is such an amazing place, because it's all we are in the community and of the community. Yep. And whatever we can do to provide services is
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's over. As far as I'm concerned, it's over. These two guys cannot win.
Donald Trump says his clean sweep of five northeastern primaries effectively makes him the Republican Party's presumptive nominee for president. He scored big wins in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, the projected winner of primaries in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware. Rival Bernie Sanders picking up a victory in Rhode Island. Recruiting is down for ISIS. The Pentagon announcing that the rate of foreign fighters joining ISIS is 200 a month, down from about 2,000 a month last year. A Pentagon spokesperson saying desertion rates among ISIS fighters are up. Michael Strahan reportedly leaving live earlier than expected. TMZ saying an internal memo went around to staffers as his co-host Kelly Ripa finally returns after being blindsided by the decision to move him to GMA. Staffers saying he'll leave Friday, May 13th. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nickel Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle. And when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicoblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicoblock is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nickel Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
Continuing coverage now, the road to the White House, a jubilant Donald Trump addressing supporters after sweeping five primaries on Tuesday, senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
Donald Trump addressed cheering supporters following a clean sweep of the Tuesday primaries and said another candidate should run as an independent.
The crowds, we've had a record-setting crowds, bigger than Bernie, but Bernie second, I have to say. In fact, I suggested today, you probably saw that the Democrats have treated Bernie very badly. And frankly, I think he should run as an independent.
Trump also said it's time for Cruz and Kasich to stop dividing the Republican Party and drop out of the race. I'm Jason Wirt.
Damage assessment is the order of the day in many communities throughout the plains and Midwest. The National Weather Service saying tornadoes ripped through Texas, Indiana, Kansas, and Missouri. Another may have touched down in Oklahoma. And it's 100 days and counting until the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The Olympic flame was lit last week on Mount Olympus in Greece. This is USA Radio News on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater. Daybreak USA with Angie Austin and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Funeral services taking place today for an East Chester second grader who died over the weekend. We get details from Scott Pringle.
County health officials say they reviewed available medical information and preliminary autopsy results for 7-year-old Lily Love, calling her death an isolated incident. Officials saying privacy laws limit the details that can be shared, but there's no cause for public concern. The Greenvale Elementary School second grader died Saturday. Counseling is available at the school. It's the second time a student at Greenvale has died in the last 4 years. Scott Pringle, New York.
A Mexican fast food chain's finances head south. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Chipotle feeling it in the pocketbook after a string of food-related illnesses at a number of its restaurants. As the burrito chain says, sales dropped close to 30% during its first quarter of the year. The news coming after an E. coli outbreak leads to dozens of stores being closed in the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest. Chipotle offering millions of free food coupons, but they fail to revive sales as much as Wall Street was expecting. Shares in the company losing about one-third of their value since the food safety issues began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prince's Paisley Park is going to become a museum. The artist's family confirming this week that his suburban Minneapolis complex will be turned into a Graceland-type facility in his honor. He passed away at 57 years old. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
And good morning. This is Rich Gaderi with Modern Design. Today's show is going to be all about window treatments. We're going to freshen up for spring, take a look at our windows. We're going to do a good cleaning, and then we're going to redress our windows, make them more up-to-date, more wonderful for spring, and give you some terrific ideas, some expensive, some not so expensive, to update your look with your windows and all about window treatments. So good morning and welcome. Today we're going to start with taking a look at the weather, which is taking an unusual twist, I would say. It says currently it's overcast and 50 degrees. It's saying that tonight it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 63, which is warm. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear, but a low of 38 degrees. They feel that there is going to be a frost, so if you have any of those plants that you put out there, I'd say bring them in for tonight. I don't think it's going to repeat again, but I think that if you have anything that's a little susceptible to frost, you might want to bring that in if you can. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of showers with a high of 58 degrees. Thursday night, there's a 50% chance of showers with a low of 43. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 56. Friday night, a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 40. On Saturday, it's going to be a partly sunny day with a high of 64. On Saturday night, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 43. And finally, on Sunday, it's going to have a 40% chance of showers with a high of 63 degrees. So it seems like we have quite a bit of rain in the forecast. But what better way to take up our time is to work on the inside of our house when it's raining outside. And window treatments are something that I deal with every day. I have my own workroom in Hillsboro, New Jersey, that makes all my custom window treatments for me and does my shades and blinds and installations. It's very important that a house, the windows of a house are dressed properly for two reasons. One, the aesthetics, of course, is always there, but the more intense reason of window treatments is to certainly for comfort, for the selective light that you bring into this, for privacy. There are practical reasons for window treatments, and your needs do change over time, and if you move to a different home, you have to typically start all over again, and it's very confusing. There are a lot of products out there on the market, and we're going to talk about them specifically today. All right, I'm going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 18 years. And we talk about on our program, Modern Design, every Wednesday from 10 to 11. We talk about what's relevant, what's coming up, maybe some of the projects that I'm working on or what's out there. We do have open phone lines on our show here. And if you'd like to call in and add, today's topic is window treatments. Our number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We are a web-based show, so we don't always get a lot of phone calls in, but we do get an occasional call, and it's nice to have viewpoints from my listeners out there. So again, today is all about window treatments. And the whole word, I think, window treatments, when I bring it up to people, they're sort of like, what is a window treatment? And it's sort of the generic terms for covering a window. And I'm going to break that down with you today because there's sort of a mystery to what window treatments itself, the word means, and what they actually are. So starting with your window treatments or your window coverings, there are basically two categories. One is custom, and that's where we go out, we purchase material, and we make something to order to fit the scale and shape of your window or slider or door. The second is off the rack, and that's where we go out and we shop in the stores, and we find something that's going to fit the space, and then we might have to alter it or hem it or make it work. So you're either custom or off the rack. Now, I deal in both in my business. As I say, I do have a wonderful workroom in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Now, a workroom is a room, if you will, where people sew for you and make custom window treatments. And I have mine is in Hillsborough, New Jersey, and I have installers that work for me. So if you were go to me or to another designer, hopefully me, but what you would do is you'd say, okay, I want to do something custom for my windows, and my installer would go out and measure your windows exactly. And then I would come with fabrics and pick out something that would fit the shape and scale of your window and colors that coordinate. Then we would go ahead and do a sketch and show you what we were going to give you. And then we would go ahead and actually make that. And then my installer would come back and install it for you. So that's really what custom is. Most of us maybe would do custom in maybe a special room like a living room or a dining room, but not necessarily the whole house. So often there's a combination of maybe doing some custom and some off the rack. And there are some good resources to purchase quality off the rack window treatments or drapes or, and shades. One of them happens to be Country Curtains, and the closest one that we have is in Chester, New Jersey. They're in the shops at Chester. Off Route 202-206 in Chester, New Jersey. And they provide quality off-the-rack panels. They're not inexpensive. They're lined, and they are a good quality. So that's a company that I use a lot for off-the-rack window treatments of quality. You also can purchase window treatments at Bed Bath & Beyond. They have a pretty good selection. The one thing that I will criticize Bed Bath & Beyond about for window treatments and shades and valances and drapes is that they do not stock the size 95 or 96 inches. They keep 63, which no one should use, size 63 in length for drapery panels, and size 84 is standard. But the new look in window treatments, it's not even that new anymore, is to have the window treatment go higher than the frame of the window. So if you have 9-foot ceilings, as many of us do, or you just want to bring your window treatment up to make the window look a little bit bigger or the room taller, 84 is going to be short. So you have to order them in that size. So that tends to be a little bit difficult. But they have good price points, and they always have that coupon that's going around, and they have a lot of sales. There are other resources for panels or for drapes. I'm talking mostly about drapery panels, and that is a panel on each side of the window. But it also refers to soft treatments like shades and valances and things of that nature, all off the rack. There are other places that you can go for them. And one of them that has gotten better, I think, with off-the-rack draperies and window treatments is Home Goods. And Home Goods started out with maybe just a small amount of window treatments that you could buy, a very select amount sizes. But they seem to have more of an inventory of them now. Not only the drapery panels themselves. I don't see any valances, but drapery panels themselves. But they're also carrying hardware now, and they have very good price points. So that's a good resource. They tend to be mostly contemporary, not as much traditional. A lot of them have the grommet tops, but they have, if you're looking for that, they have very good price points, and quality is good. Not as good, of course, as having a custom or going to Country Curtains, but a pretty good quality and a good price point. Another place that you can find, and they don't have a big inventory, but you can find curtains for your home, is Burlington Coat Factory, believe it or not. There is a home section there. It is not, I would say these days it's not as well stocked as it used to be, but you can hit or miss, get very good prices on drapes and soft treatments for your home. Also, Target is another place that does carry some soft treatments, window treatments, and hit or miss. They have a pretty good, Target has a pretty good decorating, a moderately priced decorating line there. And finally, Christmas Tree Shop. Christmas Tree Shop is not just Christmas trees. They also carry soft treatments. They carry, in fact, they carry a lot of little window valances and blinds. There are budget value priced items, so things are not the same quality, but not necessarily every room has to be that. So if you're doing kids rooms and so on, I mean, there are valances there that are under $20. There are drapery panels that are under $20. Typically they're not lined, but they do carry some nice brands. They carry Waverly and a couple of other lines, so it's sort of hit or miss. But if you're doing a big house and you can't afford to do every room custom, that's a good place to do sort of fill in, or maybe you have a shore house or a second location, a country house and so on, and you want to do some nice valances, that's another resource for off the rack. So having said, between custom, which is going to a workroom and having them made specifically and hung for your space, and off the rack, there leaves a large selection of things that you can do. I like to further categorize window treatments as either being under treatments or top treatment. And that is when you look at a window, which is usually a square or a rectangular box, you want to think about first dealing with light control. And light control would be something like a blind or a shade. I consider that the under treatment. And the sole purpose of that is to, for number one, for privacy, but also to prevent sun control. And I guess also for insulation as an insulating factor. So we're going to talk after the next set of commercials about under treatments and mounting them and getting the best under treatment for your home. Okay, we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
The sub-above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub-above.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
And we are back with Modern Design, talking about window treatments. Specifically, we're talking now about under treatments. Now, when you look at a window, most windows are either square or rectangular, and often they are inset. So because they're inset, you're able to, there's some depth in your window well, you're able to do an under treatment or a privacy treatment inside mount. When you look at a window, it's sort of like a picture, and the window is the picture, and then there's of course a wood frame around the window. Ideally, we want to do our under treatments or privacy treatments, what's called an inside mount. That's where it sits within the framework of the window. It's a really nice look. Now, sometimes that's not possible because the depth of the shade is too much, and then we have to do an outside mount, and we cover the trim, which is okay. But ideally, if you can do an inside mount, there's enough depth there to put the window treatment or the shade or the blind inside the frame. It's got a wonderful clean line. And in some rooms, or for some homes, the only window treatment is the blind or shade. That is the treatment, and it's inside mount, and that's a nice look. Often what you have is you have two treatments. You have an inside mount or an undermount privacy treatment, and then you have something around it, whether it be drapery panels, one on each side, or a valance or a cornice, which is would go on top. It's something else to adorn the window. And the reason for that is, typically, if you do an inside mount window treatment, they're the same color as the frame of the window, and most people have white or off-white, so the window treatment is the same color, and it makes it look very uniform and complete. And on the back side, when you're facing out, it's very nice to have a window treatment be white because it looks nice and clean. Did you ever go drive past somebody's house and they have pink drapes in the window and you see the pink in one room and the next room has another color? That's a really awful look. But if you have a nice uniform look on the outside when you're passing the house and you have all clean white lines of blinds, it's got a very appealing look to it. So something to think about is the way a window treatment faces from the outside as well from the inside. Now, talking about blinds are probably the most common window treatment out there. And there's a lot of practical reasons for that. One of it is because it really allows you to filter the amount of light you get in a space. So in fact, if it's very sunny, you certainly can tilt them either up or down to adjust your amount of light that comes in. Two, they're great for privacy because they allow you to have settings where you can still get light coming in, but not being able to see in. So they're a good solution that way. And three is they have a wonderful insulating factor. So in fact, when it's hot out, having a blind closed does keep the temperature cooler. And when it is cool out and there's full sun, you might want to open it up a little bit and get some more warmth and sun. Also, when it's very cold out, a blind that's shut definitely keeps the coldness from the window from traveling through. So blinds are a great great practical solution. And there were all types of blinds. Back in the 80s and even early 90s, there was the look of a mini blind, and that was a very small blind. But the blinds I do mostly today are a 2-inch blind. Typically, I'm not doing as much wood on the windows anymore. We're using the composite. And the blind I do most often is a Hunter Douglas composite blind. They can be just sort of plain, or they could have a look of texture or faux wood grain to them. And I do them in white most often. We try to do them as an inside mount, so they go within the framework of the window. And then we do something else to the window. We bring some color in, because your blind doesn't necessarily bring you color. I mean, you can do colored blinds. People do if they have wood around their window, they will match it to that. But you have to keep in mind, you're going to have different windows outside with different colorings to them, and that doesn't always look so great. The front elevation of your house specifically, you don't want to have different colors in the windows. You want the inside, when you look through to a window, to be crisp and white and clean. So that's something that I feel strongly about. So blinds would be probably the number one window treatment I do. Someone has a new house, they move, they're building a house. The first thing we do is we go get blinds for the windows. And typically what I do is, if it's new construction and they just closed, we have those temporary shades that you can put up that are actually paper. They're about $5 to $7 a piece. And we put them in the windows just to have privacy. I've seen people leave them in for their whole lifetime in a house, but they're just meant to be temporary. But again, blinds is probably the number one window treatment that I do as an under-treatment for privacy and for beauty as well, and the insulating factor. The other thing you can do in your windows as an under-treatment is shades. And shades are becoming increasingly more popular, because there's lots of different types of shades. Years ago, roller shades were incredibly popular, and then sort of went out of fashion. But now shades are becoming back in style, and people with the more, were in a phase where things are a little bit more contemporary now, people are actually starting to use shades as their only window treatment for both privacy and for fashion. What they're doing is they're doing shades that back to white, and so you have a nice white backing and clean lines. And then the front has some sort of a beautiful design on it, or they're putting fabric on the fronts of them, or we're doing some solar shades, or we're doing things that have a beautiful look to the front of them. So shades come in a couple of different varieties. And the classic shade that we remember from many years ago and is still very popular today is the roller shade. And that's a simple shade that you pull down. It's weighted in the bottom, typically with a piece of wood or a dowel. And when it's nighttime or you want some privacy, you pull the shade all the way down, and then you let go in the morning and you put the shade up. And what's nice about that is a simple roller shade is typically those are white and they fit within the window. They're very inexpensive, and you can certainly hide that roll that's on the top. You can hide that roll with a secondary treatment. So if you have a valance on top or a cornice on top, or you have drapes, you can hide that roll. With roller shades, sometimes they also create something called a cassette. And a cassette is just a piece that goes over the top of it and will hide the look of a roll. And a roller shade can, the roll can face forward or it can face back, depending upon which way you want to have that go. So you see the roll, or the roll is not so prominent. Most people have the roll facing forward, so the window, the shade goes over the top and you don't see the roll exposed. Solar shades are becoming increasingly popular. A solar shade is a roller shade, but it has perforations in it. So it allows when the shade is down for light to filter through. And I'm doing a lot of solar shades. People are doing in more contemporary settings, they're doing an inside mount solar shade as their only window treatment. And often they're doing them in colors and grays and blacks and tans and those basic colors. And it's a shade that stays on the window. You can have it up, you can have it down, you can have it halfway up so it looks like a valance, and they can be down all the time and you're still getting filtered light coming through. And if you go to take a look at those in any sort of a shop, you can see that there are different levels of light exposure based upon the pin dot holes that are in it. It's a nice look, it's a nice clean look, and I do like that. Cellular shades or pleated shades are another shade that has been around for a long time. A pleated shade is simply a shade that has pleats in it, and it can go up or down. It could be bottom down or top up, so there's versatility there, and it's a single level. Cellular shades are similar to a pleated shade, but they are more like a honeycomb, so that they have layers of insulation in between them. It's set up, if you look in the side of a solar shade, it'll be like basically a honeycomb, so that there's something in the middle. And what's good about a cellular shade is it does have a more of an insulating value. So if you have drafty windows and you get a cellular shade and the cellular shade is down, it does insulate the window. So that can be used, all of these shades can be used as an under treatment in conjunction with a top treatment or a decorative treatment, or they can be used as simply the decorative treatment itself. I do a lot of solar shades. I do a lot of decorative roller shades now. The pleated shades and the cellular shades, where they're white in the back and they're a color in the front or a pattern in the front, and they work well. Also, wood shades are very, very popular now. The woven woods, things that look like different types of texture of wicker, of raffia, of woven wood material are very, very popular and nice as a single treatment for working on your home. Okay, we're coming up to news, and we'll be back shortly. I'm going to talk about top treatments or the fashion part of window treatments when we continue after the news break here on Modern Design.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump calls himself the Republican Party's presumptive nominee after sweeping all five primaries last night, but he says he didn't really celebrate after winning the primaries.
I like to celebrate when things are over. We're just about there. You have two people that are really hanging around, and they did very poorly last night. And we very much exceeded what everybody thought. I mean, we're in the 60s.
Donald Trump earlier this morning on Fox News. Hillary Clinton, also the projected winner of primaries in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware. The number of people saying they'll boycott Target over that transgender bathroom policy continues to grow. The retail chain announcing that it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use the bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it's gained about 850,000 signatures from people promising to boycott the store. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rusty Humphries. You know, we Americans, we're more health conscious than ever before. We're trying to increase the amount of exercise we get, reduce our weight, and to reduce our blood pressure. Now, if you're one of millions of Americans trying to reduce your blood pressure, there's a great new way to help you do it. It's called the Zona Plus, and it can help you lower your blood pressure using isometric therapy. Now, the science behind the Zona Plus, it was discovered while doing research with the Air Force, and you can check it all out at ZonaPlus.com. 22 clinical studies have shown that regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Plus, it's safe. It's completely drug-free and easy to use. Call 877-494-1616. Lower your blood pressure the safe and natural way. Zona Plus, 877-494-1616. Find out about our money-back guarantee, too. 877-494-1616, ZonaPlus.com.
Hillary Clinton picking up key wins in the Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Connecticut primaries. As our election 2016 coverage continues, we get details from USA senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
Hillary Clinton addressed her followers after wins in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware.
We will unify our party to win this election and build an America where we can all rise together. An America where we lift each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Clinton then tore down Republicans and their candidates in comments to the media.
That is USA senior correspondent Jason Wirtz. America's director of national intelligence says ISIS cells are operating in Britain. James Clapper saying terrorist cells like those that mounted the deadly attacks in Paris and Brussels are already set up in the UK. He says similar terror cells are operating out of Germany and Italy. And people in the plains and Midwest cleaning up after severe storms ripped through Texas, Indiana, Kansas, and Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The latest person to jump a fence at the White House was a suspect in a crime. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The lockdown prompted after a man jumps a fence at a building next to the White House. And the Secret Service says that man was allegedly fleeing a robbery, and he was the suspect. The unidentified man jumping the west fence of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building on Tuesday afternoon. It prompted a 20-minute lockdown at the White House. The robbery taking place less than a block away from the White House. The Eisenhower Building is part of the White House campus. It sits just west of the Executive Mansion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In New Jersey, Newark is announcing details today of an agreement between the city and Uber. We get details from Scott Pringle.
The tentative agreement between Newark and Uber allows the ride-sharing company to operate at the airport in exchange for paying the city $1 million a year over the next decade. It also requires driver background checks. However, the mayor says he's going to lay out important additions to this deal this afternoon. Now, cab drivers have been complaining that they're losing big money to the Uber drivers, who up until this point were largely unregulated in New Jersey's largest city. The union representing the taxi drivers still calls this deal unfair. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
And Apple reporting its first quarterly loss in over a dozen years. The tech giant saying revenue for the second fiscal quarter dropping 13% as iPhone sales fall for the first time ever. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I've been doing the show for about a year and a half now, and we're all about design. We come to you twice a day on Wednesdays. First, from 10 to 11, we have Modern Design. And then coming up later this afternoon, from 2 to 3, we have Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas, where it's more of a call-in show, and we go to social media for questions on what you're thinking out there. And I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter. I'm on all the different sites. And now Instagram also, and people comment and give me some great ideas, and we pass that along in our afternoon show. Before break, we were talking about under-treatments for window treatments, and that is the treatment for privacy, the treatment that goes mostly inside mount within the space, and we talked about the different types, the blinds being the most popular. We talked about different types of shades as an under-treatment or a privacy treatment, the roller shade, solar shade, cellular shades, pleated shades, and woven woods. The only thing I want to say that we didn't discuss before the news break was shears. And I rarely, rarely do shears as an under-treatment. But they are still out there. And in certain cases, if you have a very formal space and you're doing draperies, shears are still an option to create some privacy in a window and let light filter through. So I want to transition now to the actual decorative treatments, the top treatments, whether they be panel drapes, which are probably still the most popular window treatment that I do. That's a fashion window treatment. Also, cornices or valances are things that I do all the time. Let me explain some of these different terms, because I'm always under the impression that everybody knows the difference between a cornice and a valance. So basically, when you're talking about drapes in general, often we're referring to panels. That is, long panels the length of the window that go on either side and frame the window. In years past, people used them as their primary treatment. We didn't have the two levels as much as an under-treatment and a top treatment. So they would be on a traverse rod, or they would be oversized so that with a wand on them, and people would use drapes for both privacy and for fashion, and they would close and open them. These days, people don't do that very often. Most of the time, what they do is do a privacy treatment, as I had discussed, a blind or a shade underneath that can open and close. And then the drapes themselves are more of a fashion statement. They bring color and light into the space, and they make the window look bigger because they're usually on the outside of the window. That's drapes or drapery panels. Then we have valances. And valances are basically just decorative, and they go above a window, and they usually bring color and some fashion into a space. They can be very decorative. They can be on a rod. They can be on a board. They can just be connected to the wall very lightly. They can just be tacked up on the ends. But they're a top treatment, if you will, or they're a soft treatment. A cornice is actually a hard treatment. That's something that's built on a piece of wood, like a board, on a board, if you will, like a box. And what's nice about cornices is if you have an under treatment like a shade, when it's up, it can fit within that box of the cornice. So a hard cornice is a nice look, and I do quite a few cornices lately because we can put the under treatment when it's up all the way in or have it down. So that's some of the basic differences between the treatments and what they are. And I want to start with, again, the most popular, and that is panel drapes. And as I said earlier in the show today, people are having their drapes be a lot longer or taller than they used to be. If you have a 9-foot ceiling, it's very popular now to take the window treatment or the drapes themselves up as high as you possibly can get them. So if you have a crown molding, if you have a 9-foot ceiling and you have a crown molding, we're hanging the hardware just under the crown molding. And we're going down. So that's why this the length of 95 or 96 inches for an off-the-rack treatment or a custom treatment are much more popular today. It's giving the room more height, and it's a nice look. We're not necessarily mounting the window treatment on the framework of the window. We're going above it on the sheetrock. We're doing a rod. And one of the things that I did want to mention in today's show is that there is a new look for hanging window treatments, and that is having the hardware or the drapery rod not extend the entire width of the window, but just the width of the panel. So instead of having one bar that goes across with a finial or an end piece on each side and then a drapery panel on each side, I'm seeing a lot of where we do each panel as independent with a very small rod that's just the width of the panel on either side. So you would have two small rods instead of one large rod across. So that's a new look. I'm still doing both, but that's a new look if you're looking to do something different. And it looks a little bit more up-to-date, I think, with the individual rods on the panels. But having said that, the drapery panels themselves are longer in general. And even if you have an 8-foot ceiling, people are still going as high as they possibly can and making the window look longer and the room look taller. The other thing is the length on the bottom end. In years past, people in more elegant windows would do what was called puddling and then go beyond the break of the floor with window treatments. I never did that. I thought it looked terrible. I could imagine somebody's dog getting caught up in that or people stepping on it and getting dirty and collecting dust. I like my panels, my drapery panels, whether they be custom or off the rack, to just be flush with the floor. One thing you want to consider when you're hanging your drapery panels is just due to gravity, whether it be a linen window treatment, whether it be silk, whatever the material is, over time, just due to gravity, your drapery panel fabric will relax a little bit and it will drop slightly. So when I do my window treatments, when I have my workroom hang them, I hang them just slightly below the bottom of the floor. Very, very little, maybe like a quarter of an inch. And then when they actually fill in a little bit and they drop, which they always do, they'll be completely flush with the floor. And that's a perfect look. You don't want to hang them too high. You don't want them to look like they're floods, like they're pants that are too short. But you just want them to be very tailored and flush. Drapery panels have changed a lot. In fact, that we don't see adornment to them anymore. We don't see a lot of trim and decorative embellishments. Usually the panel is very, very straight on both sides and then has some, you know, beautiful patterning. And in the past 5 years, we were doing a lot of geometric. So you see a lot of geometric prints. You still see damasks, but you're seeing a lot of prints, but not certainly no tassels or embellishments. Also, tie backs are really at. One of the things that no one's doing anymore is tying the drapery panels back with lots of you know, decorative kind of look. They're very – the panels are very straight. Even in a traditional setting, the panels are very straight. Also, things like metal tiebacks, which was going on for a while. People were doing metal tiebacks and all this hardware, excessive hardware for the drapes. That's really out. We're seeing just very straight, simple, longer panels, whether they be silks or linen or whatever material. And then they're going just flush with the floor. I really like panels, and I think that panels in every room is sort of overkill. But the room that I like to see panels in the most is if you have a master bedroom, you want your master bedroom to have drapery panels because it dresses it up a little bit. Dining rooms, if you have a formal dining room, drapery panels, definitely something that you want to do in there. And then if you have a formal living space, I think the more formal rooms, your master bedroom, your living room, and dining room, should have drapery panels. They could be very simple. They don't have to be, they can be off the rack. They can be just a neutral color if you want to bring in a navy blue or a little bit of a green or a gray or something with texture. They don't have to be over the top glamorous. That can just be a very simple look, but it really finishes off a window and makes a room look its best if you have panels. The next thing I want to talk about is Roman shades, because I do panels the most, but the second most, I would say, are probably Roman shades. And Roman shades have a really nice look to them. They could be hung at different heights. Typically, this treatment, though, I do also inside mount in within the framework of the window. And we do a beautiful fabric look, if you will, that's gathered on the bottom with a nice fabric lined so the inside is white. I do a lot of Roman shades these days. People like them because they're functional. They go up and down, but they're also decorative. So you're getting both in one step. So Roman shades are very popular right now. Valances have always been in, and I think they're just as in as now, because they're not very fussy and they bring color to a space. You're really not, with a valance, you're really not getting any practical use out of it. It's just dressing up a space. So, you know, these days, most walls or paint colors are often very neutral. So if you want to bring some bold color to a space, a valance is terrific. Mostly they're hung on rods. They're simply hung on rods. And, I mean, they can be mounted on wood and so on, but they're a soft window treatment. They're fabric that's usually gathered in some way, whether it be pleated or it's just straight or it has some sort of attachment that goes down, a tail that goes down on either side. They're just a way to put some to finish a window, to bring some color and to bring some texture into the space. So, and they're typically not expensive to do. Valances are quite nice, and I think will continue to be in style. And finally, the cornices, the hard cornices, which are sort of mounted on a board, if you will, and allow your under treatment or your privacy treatment to fit within the space when it's up. That's a nice and practical solution for window treatments. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. I just wanted to let my listeners know, if you'd like to have an evaluation done of your windows, I'd be glad to come out to you and take a look and make some suggestions to give you the most practical but also most beautiful solution for your windows. Please call me at Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. So we've been talking this hour, which has really gone by quite quickly. We've been talking about window treatments, both custom and off-the-rack window treatments, and what's in style, what's current, and what the window treatments are, what the difference between a blind and a shade is, a Roman shade, a solar shade. The thing that I want to talk about next under top treatments, which has become increasingly popular, is woven woods. So the look of wood on your windows has become very, very, very popular these days. So it's a great look. It can be dressy. It can be casual. It's a nice look. The woven woods have a really pretty look to them. I particularly like the ones that have a sort of a raffia kind of a look where they're tied. They can be done within under treatment, or they can be the treatment themselves. And another nice way to go to bring some warmth to a space, but also keep it neutral at the same time. And also, if you have a space that has a lot of color to it, a woven wood shade just brings some texture without bringing another level of color. So finally today, what I want to talk about is drapery hardware, because as I had said earlier in the show, hardware of drapes and panels and valances has changed a lot. And even, I'd say about 10 years ago, drapery hardware was very, very big. It was almost considered jewelry of the home. So the width of the drapery rods could be as much as 2 to 3 inches. They were very, very big, and they were very prominent. And on the end of a drapery rod, you have what's called finials, and very decorative finials. A lot of them could be glass. They could be metal. They could be different materials. They could contrast. They could be the same as the rod. So we were seeing a lot of embellishments or hardware that really was over the top. Hardware has also become very streamlined, even in a traditional setting. So most of the hardware I do on window treatments tends to be either nickel, a satin nickel finish, an oil rub bronze, which is a warm brown, or an iron look, which is a black. So we're doing a lot of those. And a lot of times that window treatment has finials that are coordinating. So if you have an oil rub bronze bar, if you will, the end caps would be something, you know, a decorative, but they would be of the same color, so they wouldn't be so over the top. Although I do a lot of glass as well as window treatment finials, but not so over the top. And typically the size of the rod that we use now is about 1 inch in diameter. That seems to be a nice profile. It's not skimpy, because the last thing you want a window treatment to be skimpy, but you want it to have a nice clean line. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, we're seeing a change in hardware, whereas hardware is becoming a little bit less prominent in size, not just the diameter, but also in size. Whereas if you had a window and we would have one bar go across, and there would be a panel on each side to accommodate, so it would be a lot of window bar showing. But what we're seeing now is that we're doing smaller drapery bars, and that is, if a panel is 52 inches, it would just be the width of the bar would be just the width of the panel. So on top, you just have sheetrock on top. And on either side of the window, you would have a bar just for that panel. So that's become a look that I'm actually starting to like and starting to do to make people's home just look a little bit more updated. I think it's always good to be informed, and I think that's one of the things that this job allows me to do is to give you what's trending and what's current. And even, you know, with your existing drapes, if you don't change your drapes, you can change your rods very inexpensively, and it makes your home look more up-to-date. And I think that's what the show is all about. Well, all right, we're getting down to the end of our hour, and please join us this afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. We've been off for a couple of weeks, but I've collected a lot of information from social media, from Twitter. The tweets have been coming from Facebook, and a lot of new questions on what you can do with your home. So I'm looking forward to seeing you this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Thank you, and we will see you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the 100 in Medical Center. 100 in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100 in Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump calls himself the Republican Party's presumptive nominee after sweeping all five primaries last night, but he says he didn't really celebrate after winning the primaries.
You know, I like to celebrate when things are over. We're just about there. You have two people that are really hanging around, and they did very poorly last night. And we, you know, we very much exceeded what everybody thought. I mean, we're in the 60s.
It's Donald Trump earlier this morning on Fox News. Hillary Clinton, also the projected winner of primaries in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware. The number of people saying they'll boycott Target over that transgender bathroom policy continues to grow. The retail chain announcing that it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use the bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it's gained about 850,000 signatures from people promising to boycott the store. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rusty Humphries. You know, we Americans, we're more health conscious than ever before. We're trying to increase the amount of exercise we get, reduce our weight, and to reduce our blood pressure. Now, if you're one of millions of Americans trying to reduce your blood pressure, there's a great new way to help you do it. It's called the Zona Plus, and it can help you lower your blood pressure using isometric therapy. Now, the science behind the Zona Plus, it was discovered while doing research with the Air Force, and you can check it all out at ZonaPlus.com. 22 clinical studies.